Again, I'd like to thank you for taking your time to be here, and what a wonderful group of people that I see before me this morning. It's wonderful to see this many people in the house of God this morning. And thank you for taking your time to be here this morning. We were on our way to church this morning, and I'm no judge of person, but we had this big old truck pass by us, and it had that, had its trailer and had that big old rapture thing on the back. And you know, I think sometimes that, like, you know, we may say, well, that person's not going to church today. They're going to go ride. They're going to go ride the trails. But, you know, God's showing me that just because they're going to ride trails on Sunday morning, they may be praising God. You never know. Amen. I don't know. I mean, they may be out there like I do. I talk to God a lot outside. I talk to Him a lot when I'm doing things, and people thought, well, maybe he ain't a God worshiper. Maybe he's just an old lost sinner. But they don't know how much you talk to God during the day. But you know what? God is good, and God's love does endure forever to all generations. So I need to be more mindful when it comes to that. You know, I remember old Dudley used to say, when he would preach and I'd listen to him, he'd say, everybody would be like, well, I don't know how they're receiving the message. You know, this morning, just because you're sitting here and maybe you don't say amen, maybe you don't raise your hand, or maybe you're not tapping your foot when you're singing praises unto God, but that doesn't mean you're not worshiping God, okay? I don't know how you feel about God this morning. All I know is how I feel about God this morning, all right? So I just want to bring that to your attention this morning. But let's talk about this morning. Let's talk about what it says out of the book of Luke chapter 4 this morning in verses 18 and 19 to get started this morning. I got a lot to share with you this morning. Really good word from the Lord this morning. Verses Luke chapter 4 and verses 18 and 19. I want to read that to you as we get started this morning. Now when you see these scriptures this morning, when you read these scriptures for yourself this morning, I don't know how you feel about the Word of God, but it speaks to me. Amen. There's power in the Word of God. And listen, when I'm about to read to you this morning, it's good. God's Word is always good. I don't care what word it is, it's always good. But in the book of Luke chapter 4, in verse 18, it says this to us this morning. It says that the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Now, I want to start right there just for a minute and pray, and then we'll carry on with the message of the Lord. Bow with me this morning in prayer to the Lord. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, once again we come to You and bowed in prayer and humbleness this morning, Heavenly Father. God, I ask You to hide me behind the cross as always, Heavenly Father. And Lord, let Your word be spoken through me, nothing more than a willing vessel, God. And Lord, that You might gain all the glory and all the praise and honor this morning, Heavenly Father, that is truly Yours and it truly belongs to You this morning, Heavenly Father. And God, I pray for those that will be able to hear this word and receive this word, Heavenly Father, God, that it will be applied to their hearts and our lives, Heavenly Father, that we could better learn of You, Heavenly Father, and better serve You, Heavenly Father, and be more obedient to You, Lord, in the things that we need to be obedient to, Heavenly Father. So God, thank You this morning for Your word. And thank You, Lord, for continuing to speak to us through Your word, Heavenly Father. And we ask these things humbly in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now listen, if your eyes didn't catch that this morning, if your ears didn't catch that this morning, it says here, and I want to sum these two verses up, there's liberty and freedom in the Lord Almighty. Oh, amen. Can you say amen to that this morning? There's liberty and freedom in the Word of God and in God Himself. Listen, I'm a man that can tell you that many, many times. And I'm going to keep saying this many, many times to come, that I am thankful this morning that I have liberty in the Lord. I'm thankful this morning that I have freedom in the Lord. Not just any freedom. I have God's freedom this morning. Listen, church family, Listen, you have God's freedom this morning. You have God's liberty this morning. You're not a captive to sin this morning. You're not a prisoner to sin this morning. You're not a prisoner or a captive to burdens this morning. Listen, the only reason why the children of God are living with burdens this morning or in bondage is because they choose to. Amen? You don't have to this morning. You're set free from all those burdens and bondages. You're set free from the power of sin. Listen, at one time in my life, listen, can I tell you something this morning? Can I testify? Can I get excited about this morning? Can you get excited about this morning? Once when you lived without Christ, once when you were dead in your transgressions against God, when you were God's number one enemy, when I was God's number one enemy, I was dead in my transgressions. I was dead in my sins to God. I was in bondage. I was in slavery. I lived in captivity. But when Christ come in, when Christ died on that cross that day at Calvary and His blood was shed, and when that soldier stuck the spear in his side, it says that water and blood run from the side of Christ. That was the day that sin was covered by the blood of Christ. And listen, that was the day that the captives were set free. And the day that you and I became Christians, the day that you and I came to know the Lord and came to become children of God, that was the day that we were no longer captives. That was the day that we were no longer slaves. That was the day that Christ came in. That was the day that the Holy Spirit came in. That was the day that God Almighty came in. And He set us free from all that. And He gave us liberty. He gave us freedom. And we don't have to walk around anymore in sin. We don't have to walk around anymore carrying the load of burden, carrying the load of guilt, carrying the load of shame. And we are been set free. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. We can walk around proud. We can walk around smiling. We can walk around happy. And we can walk around proclaiming. Because listen, you don't think God's anointed me to preach the word? Listen, the anointing is up on me right now. But listen, let me tell you something else this morning. God has not only anointed me, He's anointed you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. You have been anointed to proclaim the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. Wow. What a word this morning. You didn't ever think I was going to stop, did you? Is that not a good word to you this morning? Wow. Man, you talk about exciting. Man, I've been doing some reading this week. I've been doing some studying. Can you tell that? Man, I love proclaiming my liberty. Man, I ain't no prisoner. Ain't no Satan going to hold me down. Ain't no Satan going to silence me. As Jesus, you know, Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave. Listen, ain't no grave going to hold you down, okay? If you're a child of God, ain't no grave going to hold you down. You know that day that when the rapture comes, if we're still here, all the graves are going to bust open that know the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're going to rise. All the dead in Christ are going to rise. Ain't no grave going to hold you down. You're going straight to God. Ain't no grave. We are victorious this morning. Man, that's good news this morning. Listen, I like proclaiming that. I like telling people that. I ain't nobody. I'm nobody. I'm just a man. That's all I am. But I've been anointed to proclaim the good news of the gospel. Man, I never thought I'd be nothing. I never thought I'd be nothing. But God said, hey, you know what? I got plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. They aren't to harm you. They are to prosper you. Listen, God prospered you this morning. Has God prospered you in any way this morning? Listen, God's prospered me in every way. And listen, I don't boast of myself this morning, but I boast of God. I boast of what He's done. Well, I was talking to a lady yesterday, and I done warned Pam about her. But this woman's full of the Spirit. She's full of the Spirit. I said, I'm going to be talking to this woman here in a minute. And I said, she loves the Lord. And she don't mind telling you. But you know what? I stood there and listened to her. And man, when you're out there in the streets, when you're out there in the highways and the byways, you're going to run across people that are in the Spirit of the Lord. And that don't happen often. But once you encounter them, you better get ready. Because they're going to tell you a word. They're going to give you a word. They're going to let the Holy Spirit flow. And you know, when two spirits connect, man, you got a good church going on right there. You know, you can have church outside the church. You can have church outside the church. Amen. I hope that's what you're doing. You can have church outside this church, outside these church walls. Because let me ask you this morning. This is the church house. But who is the church this morning? Who is the church? You're the church. And you can have church wherever you're at. And you can connect out there and you can talk about God. You can proclaim the good news of the gospel. And you can let your liberty be known. You can let your freedom be seen. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You can let God be raised above. You can let God be raised aloud. You can shout and sing hallelujah unto the Lord. You ain't got to be worrying about where you're at. You ain't got to worry about who you're around. Because listen, you're going to make Satan mad whether you do it or not. If you're in the church house, you're going to make Satan mad. If you're out there proclaiming the good news of the gospel, you're going to make Satan mad. So you know what I say? Let's make him mad. Let's make Satan mad. Let's show him who we belong to. Let's show him the power of the Lord. Let's show him who we stand for. And let's rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ and let him see. Like, you know what? You ain't going to silence me, devil. You ain't going to stop me. I'm going to proclaim my Jesus. I'm going to proclaim my God. And I'm going to let the Holy Spirit just lead me in the direction that I need to go. And whatever happens, happens. Hey, you know what? I'm learning. You ain't going to make everybody happy. Amen? You can't please everybody. It don't matter what you say. It don't matter what you do. It don't matter what side of the fence you want to be on. You can't please everybody. And I'm learning that. But I tell you who you can please this morning. Do you want to know who you can please this morning? You can't even please yourself. Amen. Sometimes I can't even please me. And that's pretty bad when you can't get to please your own self. But I tell you who you can please this morning if you want to know. You can please God. Amen. You can please God by being obedient unto Him. Because there's liberty and there's freedom in the Lord. Wow. What do you think He taught His disciples? There's liberty and freedom in me. He said, you know what? He didn't call. Listen, I'm preaching to a choir this morning, I'm pretty sure. If you know anything about the Bible, Jesus called His disciples. He didn't call the elite. He didn't call the most up-to-do people that was the smartest on the face of the earth. He called sinners. He called tax collectors. He called people just like us to do the work. He said, you follow me. Take my yoke upon you. It's easy. It's not a hard yoke. It's not a heavy yoke. He said, my yoke is light. He said, my yoke is a light yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And learn that there's liberty and freedom in serving the Lord. And see what happens. Man, what aren't you glad this morning that those... Now, one of them didn't make it. One of them fell by the wayside. But aren't you glad this morning that those disciples did what they did and they carried on the gospel after Christ was crucified? They carried on the gospel, was filled with the Holy Spirit, carried on gospel, carried on the teachings of Christ, and we're still talking about Christ today. We're still carrying on the gospel. We're still proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ today. Because they said, you know what? I'm going to put my faith, I'm going to put my courage into Christ. I'm going to follow after Him. And whatever happens, happens. And listen, church family, whatever happens, let it happen. That's what I say this morning. That's what I'm proclaiming this morning. Whatever happens, happens. But know this. You need to remember where you're at. You need to remember who you are and where you're going. We're still on a mission. We still got work to do. There's still room at the foot of the cross. And we still got to proclaim the gospel. No matter where it's at, no matter how hard it's going to be, we got to do it. Amen? We got to keep doing it. And you ain't going to like, everybody ain't going to like you talking about Jesus. I know. Let me tell you, I know. They don't want to hear no preacher. When they find out I'm a preacher, they're heading the other way. Oh, he's going to talk to me. I don't want to hear him. Listen, I ain't got nothing bad to say to you. I just want to tell you what my Lord's done for me. I know. I was the worst of the worst. But God says, I got a plan for you. You know, Phil, if you'll just listen to me, I got a plan for you. I can change your life. Did you know this morning? Do you believe? Let me ask you this. Is this good so far? I see some smiles, man. I see people smiling. I see people nodding. I know this, the Lord's connecting with you this morning. But did you know that the liberty that you have this morning, the freedom you have in Christ this morning, is power? And what does the world want so much of today? The world wants power. But the kind of the power that the world wants is worldly power. But the kind of power that Christ gives you, God gives you through Christ, is a totally different power. It's a divine power. It's a holy power. And see, Christ came. Listen, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Listen, the Lord came for these very reasons. Christ came to this earth to live and die on the cross so that we might be set free and given power, humble power, divine power of God, God's power, God's divine power. You know, in the Word of God, it says Jesus told His disciples after He was crucified, He said, or before He was crucified, He said, I'm going to go away, I'm going to be crucified. And I'm paraphrasing, but I'm just saying as well as on my mind. He says, greater works for those that believe on me, greater works than these shall they do. Now, Jesus did a lot of work. He did a lot of great works. He did a lot of miraculous works. He restored sight to the blind. He set the oppressed free. He went to the prisoners and set them free. He restored those that were from the dead. He brought them back to life just by simply speaking with His authority and power that the Lord invested in Him. Listen, the Lord's got a lot invested in us this morning. Amen. He's got a lot invested in me. And I don't want to let Him down. Do you want to let the Lord down this morning? I know you don't. I know you want to make the Lord proud of you. I want to make my Father proud of me. Listen, a lot of times, fear is our number one enemy other than Satan. Fear. Listen, let me tell you that the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of courage. Listen, we gotta remember every day to put the Lord before us. Every day. We got to remember that the Lord goes with us. The Lord says, I will not forsake you. He said, let me find it here. I got a good word right here. And it says over here in the book of, and I hope I got it right down. I got it paraphrased. Let me just read it to you. It says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you. He says, nor forsake you, but be strong and of good courage. See, I want to read that again to you. It says, the Lord says, I will be with you. He says, I will not fail you. Listen, for those who love the Lord, the only ones that I know that are failing out there this morning are those that don't love the Lord. The only ones I know this morning that are living in fear this morning are those that don't know the Lord. The only ones that are not of good courage this morning, in victory this morning, are those that are not of the Lord. They don't know the Lord. They don't love Him. They don't want to undo with Him. But listen, those that love the Lord, those that are in Christ this morning, it says here, God made a promise to us right here. He says, so I will be with you as I was with Moses, and I will not fail thee. Has the Lord failed you in any way, any way in your whole entire life? Now, somebody might say, yeah, He has. Well, I disagree with you. The Lord's never failed me. And how do I know that? How can I prove that to you? I can prove it to you right here. I can prove it to you out of the Word of God. The Lord has never left me. The Lord has never failed me. He's always been with me. Now, I have left the Lord. And there's been times I've wanted to leave the Lord. Man, I remember, listen, can I tell you one more thing this morning? Or maybe two more things. These are important things. These are God things that we need to hear this morning. Man, I remember a time when Pam had her hips replaced. She don't like me using it in her sermon. I know she's going to get in trouble. She said, I told you not to be using my name. But that's all right. This is for God. I'm testifying for God this morning. So it's okay. It makes it all right. Listen, there was a time when I wanted to throw the towel in with God. There was a time when I stood in my own living room. And I told her, I said, this is the way it's got to be. I don't want nothing to do with God. I wanted to go back. I wanted to go back to the old ways. And Pam, being a woman of faith, she said, and let me tell you, I'd get even more frustrated. She said, that's just the devil talking to you, Phil. Everything's going to be all right. That's what she'd tell me. Walking in courage, walking in faith. I threw my courage out the window. I threw my faith out the window. And I told her, I said, you know what I said? I remember it like it was yesterday. I said, we go to church. I'm pastoring. I'm preaching. I'm proclaiming the good news. I'm doing all this for God. And why are we having to go through this? Why are we having to deal with this? Why is God doing this to us? Out of all the people, why ain't He picking on somebody else? Why ain't He picking on them sinners? That was what was in my heart. But listen, I want to read this to you this morning. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Now, are you ready for this? You might want to write this one down. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says this. It says, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Another scripture says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. Are you ready for this one? It says, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It says, cast down. When you have them bad thoughts in your head, when them bad thoughts come up in your heart and they get up in your mind, cast them down. Let me read that to you again. It says, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And let me just expound on that just for 2 minutes. Bring into captivity. Listen, your thoughts. Let me tell you, if you don't hear nothing else this morning, this is the bulk. I'm getting chills before I say it. This is the bulk of the message right here. If you allow your thoughts to manifest, they will take you captive. Amen? They will take you prisoner. And you will be walking around in slavery again. You will be walking around in bondage again. You'll be walking around in guilt. You'll be walking around in shame. You'll be depressed. But take into captivity. Cast them down in the name of Jesus Christ. And cut them off. How about that? How about that good word to you this morning? How about it? Cut them off. Round them up. When you're having a bad day, take them into captivity. You have bad thoughts? You want to say bad words? You want to do bad things? Take them thoughts into captivity before they take you prisoner. And you take them things and you cast them down in the name of Jesus Christ, by the authority and the power that Christ has given you by the way of the cross. Wow, what a good word that is to you this morning. All right, final word. Is that good? Is that good to you this morning? Does that help you in any way? I hope so. I see people writing stuff down. Hey, it's good to write. It's good to write stuff down because you might need it later. You might need it after a while. When you're back out on the highways and somebody cuts you off, bad thought coming in your mind, I'm going to chase that person down. They ain't cutting me off. They just called me a name. I ain't putting up with that. They just kicked me in the knee. I ain't putting up with that. I'll just punch them in the nose. Hey, I'm human. I just tell you, I'm a human being. All right, final word. All right, this is good. I'm going to read this to you. You got to hear this. This is the last thing I'm going to say. I promise. All right. So there's a story. There's a story over in the book of Luke in chapter 5, verses 17 through 39, but I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to paraphrase it. I want to tell you something about a man. If you probably know the story, but I want to tell it anyway. I want to tell you about a man that was paralyzed. I want to tell you about a man that had three friends. I want to tell you about when Jesus was in a certain town and he was teaching in a certain house. And then the Bible says over in Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 17, it talks about how all these people had come from the different towns around to hear Jesus, to see Jesus. And Jesus was there to heal. He was there to heal people that were sick. But he was teaching. But there were so many people. Now get the picture of this. There were so many people that Jesus couldn't get. These men couldn't get their friend to Jesus. So what did they do? They decide they're going to go up on the roof. And they decide, we're going to find a way. We're going to find a way to get our friend to Jesus. Because we know if we can just get him there, that Jesus is going to heal him. And he's going to be able to get up and walk. So they decide to go up on the roof. And they decide to start tearing the pieces off the roof. Now they did this by faith. These men didn't just take a chance. They didn't think, well, maybe this will work. They did this by faith. And they start tearing the pieces off the roof until they got a big hole enough to lower their friend down in the right in front of Jesus. And when Jesus saw what they were doing, he's like, I'm paraphrasing now. When Jesus saw what they were doing, he healed the man. And it was by faith. It was by, you know those men, those three men? It was by that liberty and that freedom that we just started with this morning. That those men decided, we're going to find a way, whatever it takes. We're going to proclaim the gospel, of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to get our friend to Jesus no matter what it takes. And they did. And that man was healed by Jesus Christ, that very minute, that very hour. And what do you think all those people that could see what was going on, nobody ever thought, hey, I thought I'd go up on the roof and just rip the roof off. I could be healed too. But let me tell you this morning, let me tell you one good thing before we pray. What if you rip the lid off your faith this morning? Huh? What if you rip the lid right off your faith? What if you rip the roof right off this church? And let Jesus do whatever he wanted to do with your life. Man, what if the world outside today, all the turmoil that's going on all around the world. But that's what we got to do. As children of God, we got to find a way, whatever it takes, to proclaim the gospel. Whatever it takes, we got to make a hole big enough in the roof to get our friends to Jesus. That's why, you want to know what your life's mission is? A lot of people say, well, I don't know what God wants me to do with my life. That's it. If you're a child of God, that's it. Your job, your mission is to lead others to Christ. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into thy rest. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, it's been so good to be here this morning. Man, what a great word. Well, I mean, I just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning right here. God, I pray for those that are watching on Facebook this morning, God. Lord, I pray that and the ones that are here this morning here in the church, Heavenly Father, at East Point, God, we are just so thankful, so fortunate that we're living in a land called America where we can proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ unto a world that's living in darkness, Heavenly Father. Lord, those that are oppressed this morning and living in bondage and slavery to sin, God, we pray that you would help us each day as your children to take every thought into captivity. God, do not let us become prisoners from the liberty and the freedom that we've already gained by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the way of the cross and the resurrection of his death. And God, his ascension, and he sits at the right hand of you this morning, God, making intercessions for us. God, we thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough, God, for continuing to inspire us, Lord, to continue to encourage us, Lord, to building us up, Heavenly Father. But God, help us. We pray that you would help us and fill us with obedience, Heavenly Father. God, that when we start to slip, God, that when we start to fall, God, that we can just reach out and you'll catch us, God. You'll keep us from slipping. You'll keep us from falling, Heavenly Father. And God, if our faith is weak this morning, God, we pray that you would help us. Send someone. Send friends to help us, Lord. Send neighbors to help us. God, send anybody that can help us, Lord, to help us to get to you where you're at, Lord. Lord, if we start to drift a little bit, Lord, help us someone to steer us back on the path, Heavenly Father. And God, continue to keep filling us with your word and your goodness, Heavenly Father. And God, we praise you for that this morning. And we humbly ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.